listening to KRUI 89.7 FM in Iowa City. Sarah Jessica Parker is on the phone with us today to discuss the importance of getting out the vote tonight in tonight's presidential election. Sarah Jessica, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Betsy. Thanks for having me.
Why is it important in this election to vote? I know that especially the younger generation, some of them think that with the Electoral College that their vote doesn't count. But, I mean, can you explain to them why it does count?
Well, I think we've seen in recent elections that every vote actually does add up and matters. We are the people, an integral part of you know, what is decided this evening. We've seen in Florida when it gets down to literally hundreds of votes. The Electoral College obviously plays a critical role in all of this and in the decisive ending, but every single vote counts, and when it seems as close as this election might be, some say the closest in history, it's so important that all of us take this, you know, incredible opportunity that we're given, the same rights that other people in other countries, you know, die for, that we take just this moment and take advantage of the opportunity for our voice to be heard. And there's so much at stake for young people in this country, and there's so much that President Obama has advocated on behalf of younger people. We can talk about issues related to women. We can talk about the great desire to pursue higher education for a lot of Americans that have been afforded by grants that he supports. Just supporting the middle class families and what that can mean to so many students. The health care provision that allows for families to have older children remain on their health care policies that, you know, allows them opportunities to just, you know, create a better life for themselves, you know, to participate in what we think of as the American dream. And the president has been a remarkable and vigilant advocate on behalf of so many Americans, and there's so much at stake. And I urge the great students at your university to take the time to stand in line, to bring a friend, bring a book if the lines are long. You know, you can get some homework done. You can chat and catch up with friends and discuss the issues that are so important and are at stake. And you know, it's the beauty of a democracy, and I can't stress enough how much every single vote counts. And isn't that wonderful that we matter? You know, mm-hmm. We've been deluged with campaign ads, and I know your state is one of the important states. It's been discussed at great length, and I want everybody on your campus to have the opportunity to be heard. And the best way to do that is to vote. Anyone to regret what happens and think, I wish I'd just done that.
Mm-hmm. Now, with all the issues facing the country, presidential candidate Governor Mitt Romney has focused on getting rid of Planned Parenthood or cutting funds for Planned Parenthood and cutting access to women's basic health care. Do you, with the 55 million single ladies who are eligible to vote in tonight's election, do you agree that they are also the deciding factor in the result for tonight?
Well, I think that it was my feeling for the last year that women of all ages were going to play a decisive role in the outcome of this election. And, you know, when Governor Romney picked his running mate, it became abundantly clear to me that there were issues that were particularly important to women and women of all ages, because it's about, you know, preventative care. It's about the funding that goes to things such as screening for mammograms and cervical cancer. And, you know, federal dollars don't go toward abortion. I know it's been easy for Romney and Ryan to sort of use that as a wedge to create a lot of division. But that's not where our federal dollars go. Our federal dollars in relation to Planned Parenthood go toward really basic and deeply necessary preventative care that so many women would not have access to. And I think it's disgraceful that we would take that opportunity away from women. But it also, you know, he's also interested in changing sort of just basic necessities in people's lives, the kind of education our children will have, the kind of opportunities they'll have. I mean, we can talk about Lilly Ledbetter and equal pay and basic equality issues that Americans are proud to say that we have. And I think it would be devastating to this country to not be able to continue the progress that Obama has made on behalf of young people in this country and women in this country. And I would be in great despair if so many people didn't have somebody in the White House who had their real interests in his or her heart.